ככה לאפשר לגוף להרגיש את הנינוחות, סוף היום, אולי את העייפות. שתאפשרו לעצמכם כמו להינמס יחד עם המוזיקה. So just allowing yourself to feel very comfortable with the sounds, the music. Allow the body to just sort of melt into the ground, if you wish. Actually, tonight I would like to read some poems that might help water the seeds and open the heart. Maybe. Let's see. There are very many different ways to enter this pagoda of loving kindness. Yesterday we were introduced to the sentences and the practice, wonderful practice of well-wishing to ourselves, to others. So see what works for you and what helps you water seeds of care, of love, of compassion, of friendship. And I find oftentimes poetry can do this magic for us. So just relax into your position and I will read you a long poem, or rather a story. Because it's both. And the name of it is Wandering Around an Albuquerque Airport Terminal. After learning my flight was detained 4 hours, delayed, it means, I heard the announcement. If anyone in the vicinity of gate 4A understands any Arabic, please come to the gate immediately. Well, one pauses these days. Gate 4A was my own gate. I went there. An older woman in full traditional Palestinian dress, just like my grandma wore, was crumbled to the floor, wailing loudly. Help! Said the flight service person. Talk to her. What is her problem? We told her the flight was going to be 4 hours late, and she did this. I put my arm around her and spoke to her haltingly. Shuhada, shubiduk, habibti, stani stani, shwaye, min fadlik, shubitsewe. The minute she heard any words she knew, however poorly used, she stopped crying. She thought our flight had been cancelled entirely. She needed to be in El Paso for some major medical treatment the following day. I said, no, no, we're fine. You'll get there just late. Who is picking you up? Let's call him and tell him. We called her son, and I spoke with him in English. I told him I would stay with his mother till we got on the plane and would ride next to her southwest. She talked to him. Then we called her other son, just for the fun of it. Then we called my dad, and he and she spoke for a while in Arabic and found out, of course, they had 10 shared friends. Then I thought, just for the heck of it, why not call some Palestinian poets I know and let them chat with her? This all took up about 2 hours. She was laughing a lot by then, telling about her life, answering questions. She had pulled a sack of homemade ma'amul cookies, little powdered sugar, crumbly mound stuffed with dates and nuts out of a bag, and was offering them to all the women at the gate. To my amazement, not a single woman declined one. It was like a sacrament. The traveler from Argentina, the traveler from California, the lovely woman from Laredo, we were all covered with the same powdered sugar and smiling. There are no better cookies. And then the airline broke out the free beverages from huge coolers, non-alcoholic, and the two little girls for our flight, one African-American, one Mexican-American, ran around serving us all apple juice and lemonade, and they were covered with powdered sugar, too. And I noticed my new best friend, by now we were holding hands, had a potted plant poking out of a bag, some medicinal thing, with green furry leaves. Such an old country traveling tradition. Always carry a plant. Always stay rooted to somewhere. And I looked around that gate of late and weary ones and thought, this is the world I want to live in, the shared world. Not a single person in this gate, once the crying of confusion stopped, has seemed apprehensive about any other person. They took the cookies. I wanted to hug all of those other women too. This can still happen anywhere. Not everything is lost. So the woman who wrote it, Naomi Shihab Nye, her name. And just see if you can tap into the feeling that arises in you. The smiles maybe, the warmth of the heart maybe. with this authentic music following on the same topic. And just see if you can let yourself open, not holding back, not trying to change or fix or whatever. Just allowing the heart to be just as it is. If it's open, it's open. If it's warm, it's warm. If it's closed, it's closed. No problem. And just remember that whatever feeling, emotion, or state of mind you're going through right now, it's fine. It's totally, totally fine. And maybe it's possible for us to tap into the happiness, the joy that this woman is describing in her poem. The simple joy of connecting, of sharing, of being friendly with each other, even though we were total strangers just before. Maybe reflect on the many ways in which we are similar. We share the same experience. We are affected by the same conditions. And therefore, as well, we are capable of waking up, just like the Buddha did. So if you like, you can be with the breath in the heart area, coming in, going out, and maybe even feel in the in-breath as if it is warming up the whole area when you take a breath in, warming up the heart area. And when you breathe out something you don't need right now. Maybe negativity, maybe doubt, maybe resistance. Just for the fun of it, doing this exercise for some time, breathing in, some joy, some lightness, allowing the heart to expand. And breathing out what you don't need right now. Maybe when we breathe in, we can connect to the joy of the neighbors that are celebrating right now. Maybe it's a wedding. Maybe something else. So just knowing that there are a bunch of people not far, really happy, rejoicing, enjoying, and sharing in their joy. We don't have to like the music or like the neighbors. But it's enough that we make the attempt to connect and support. Connect to the joy and support by non-resisting it. Just allow yourself to relax into whatever is happening. Sounds, sensations, feelings, emotions. mind states, thoughts. Everything is okay. Like this deep okayness. And check from time to time the chest area, the heart area. What does it feel like? Does it feel tender, warm, cold, closed, open? And invite this place, whatever its state is, to radiate the feeling of friendship, the feeling of warmth. Some say that true love and compassion are learned in hard times when the heart has turned to stone. So really we don't have to wait until we are loving and happy and joyful to practice this. Friendliness. We can simply offer it wherever we are, whoever we are. See if you can allow the feeling of warmth to spread in your body. Just for the fun of it. Maybe reaching tense area. It's okay if you feel nothing but pain in the heart, emotional pain. It's fine. It doesn't have to be different at all. But see, in that case, if you can offer it friendship, if you can be friends with it, your best friend, in a sense, it's a little bit like mothering ourselves and giving this tender place what it needs. Maybe finally. Maybe after a long time that we've been rejecting it, hating it, ignoring it or neglecting it. So in a way, sitting with it, next to it, knowing it fully, and offering it friendship, kindness. It's okay to have pain. Allow the heart to be moved by it. It's the movement of compassion. I want to read you another poem by the same poet. Before you know what kindness really is, you must lose things. Feel the future dissolve in a moment, like salt in a weakened broth. Mashke. What you held in your hand, what you counted and carefully saved, all this must go so you know how desolate the landscape can be between the regions of kindness. How you ride and ride, thinking the bus will never stop. The passengers eating maize and chicken will stare out of the window forever. Before you learn the tender gravity of kindness, you must travel where the Indian in a white poncho lies dead by the side of the road. You must see how this could be you. How he, too, was someone who journeyed through the night with plans and the simple breath that kept him alive. Before you know kindness as the deepest thing inside, you must know sorrow as the other deepest thing. You must wake up with sorrow. You must speak to it till your voice catches the threads of all sorrows. And you see the size of the cloth. Then it is only kindness that makes sense anymore. Only kindness that ties your shoes and sends you out into the day to mail letters and purchase bread. Only kindness that raises its head from the crowd of the world to say, "It is I you have been looking for," and then goes with you everywhere, like a shadow or a friend. So we came to 9:30, the end of the day. It's been a long day. And I want to send you off to sleep with a inquiry about kindness. How would it feel like if every act you do would be saturated, sfuga, with kindness? In a way, let kindness follow you, like in the poem, as a shadow or a friend. And how will it change your mind? So just see if you can let these inquiries come in as you now leave the hall and make your way into the room or shower or sleep, whatever. So have a good night rest, sweet dreams, and see you all in the morning.